Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Like right now, we're going to keep the ball game rolling, brother Tyson. See how y'all probably lead this thing. So, let's see which direction we're going. Let me see on the score now. Brother Tyson, get something going while I make sure I'm the sound and checking everything. All going good. And I'm going to come right in with you. Check the sounds, make sure everything's going smoothly. And we live everywhere. We live on Pal Talk, live on Facebook. We live on in the temple. We live on Blog Talk, radio. You can tune in everywhere. Yeah. Get in where you fit in. Yeah. So we keep the ball game rolling for the Titans. You got the show. And matter of fact, Sister Judah.
All right.
Talk about something that
can align. All right. Sister Judith.
Entertain that national audience.
Sister Judith. Meet Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right. In the same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you in that same hour what you ought to say. What you ought to say. All right, Sister Judy, give me Wisdom of Solomon. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1. Think about verse 1.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1 reads, "Love righteousness."
Okay, it says love righteousness. It says love righteousness. See, we got to paint the picture of what righteousness is, because they own mindset. They don't think what righteousness is in their own mindset. Okay, what do you mean by love righteousness? All right, Sister Judy. Give me that Psalms 119 real quick. Give me Psalms 119. Let's find out what this righteousness is. Mm-hmm. Psalms 119, pick up at Psalm 142. Psalms 119, 142.
Psalms chapter 119, verses 142 reads, "Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy sure instruction is the truth."
144.
Psalms chapter 119, verse 144 reads, "The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live."
Well, understanding. All right, that, okay, 172. 172.
Psalms chapter 119, verse 172 reads, "My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness."
All your commandments are righteousness, right? Okay. Let's go on the heavenly tablets. I have to be pulled from the heavenly tablets, right? That's Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 6, 25. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25 reads, "And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us."
All right. Land it up. All right, Sister Judith, one more. Give me that Jeremiah real quick. Give me Jeremiah. Jeremiah 23 real quick. Give me Jeremiah
23.
Yes. All right, Jeremiah 23, verse 6. Jeremiah 23, verse 6. Sister Judith.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6 reads, "In his days, Yada Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called the Yahweh our righteous."
Our righteous.
So who's our righteous?
Well, our righteous is Sister Judy.
Just read it.
Just read it.
Yahweh.
Was our righteousness.
Long about the Yahweh, then I'm with it.
Yahweh. Okay, Sister Judah, let's be clear about what you read in verse 6. What's this here you read when you say in verse 6? You got two. So what's this you're reading here in verse 6? You got Yada right, Judah right.
Mm-hmm.
Should be saved in what? And?
Israel.
So who's that? Who's that? You got two, Yada, Judah, and Israel, right?
Right.
So we see Judah, that's the what? Judah is what? Northern or the southern king?
Southern?
Be sure. I gotta see where you're at.
I wrote it down now. It's southern kingdom.
Then, and okay, and Israel is what?
Northern kingdom.
Northern kingdom. Okay, with that understanding. Okay, I'm just making sure where you at. With that understanding. All right, let's go to the same book, Jeremiah. Same book. We get a second witness on that. Let's go to Jeremiah. Let's see what I want. All right. I know it's going to trap you. I know it's going to be kind of real tricky right here in verse chapter 33, verse 16. All right, Sister Judith, we're going to Jeremiah 33. Jeremiah 33. Verse 16. Jeremiah 33, verse 16. Sister Judith.
Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 16 reads, "In those days shall Yada Judah be saved, and..."
If you're not sure what it is, just read it like
okay,
it is.
"And Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called the Yahweh our righteousness."
Okay. In verse 16, it says, "In no days Yada Judah, southern kingdom, should be saved." Then you got here, "And Israel, northern kingdom, shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she should be called Yahweh our righteousness." So remember we just read in Jeremiah 23, verse 6. So I know they'll trap you up with that. So you be clear, so it's still talking about the southern and the northern kingdom. Okay. All right, back to Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, Sister Judith. Make sure you have your bookmarks there, because you never know, we might come back there. All right.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1.
You read love, righteousness.
Love, righteousness, ye that be judges of the earth.
He said, ye that be judges, you that be judges of the earth. Who are the judges of the earth? Judges of the earth. He said, judges of the earth. Okay. Let's get a name on who the judges is today on earth. Who is he judges on earth? You that be judges of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sister Judah, let's go to Chronicles real quick. Let's put a name on who these judges is. He that be judges of the earth. Going to Chronicles to see. See what I want. Make that 2 Chronicles 19. Make that 2 Chronicles 19 real quick. We're going to 2 Chronicles. Take that 2 Chronicles 19. All right. Okay, 2 Chronicles 19. 2 Chronicles chapter 19. Okay, 2 Chronicles chapter 19. I pick it up at chapter 1. I mean, chapter 19, verse 1, 2, 15.
1, 2.
Verse 5, 6.
I repeat that. 1, 2, 15.
I mean, 1, 2, and verse 5, 6.
1, 2,
verse 5, 5 and 6. And
6. 2 Chronicles, chapter 19, verses 1 and 2, 5 and 6. Verse 1 reads, and Jehoshaphat, the king of Yada Judah, returned to his house in peace to Israel.
No, it's Southern Kingdom here.
To the Southern Kingdom.
Okay.
Verse 2. And what's that?
Jehu,
the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him. And said to King Jehoshaphat, "Shouldest thou?"
Okay, who's Jehoshaphat? What he is? Jehoshaphat is what? He's from what? What tribe? Jehoshaphat. Verse 1. Verse 1. Jehoshaphat is what?
The king of Judah.
Judah, right?
Yeah.
So he's from the Southern Kingdom, right?
Right?
Judah. Okay. All right, back to verse 2 where you left off at.
To King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the
Unyakwali,
and love them that hate the Yahweh? There is wrath upon thee from before the Yahweh.
Wrath upon thee. Unyakwali. Skip down verse 5 and 6.
Verse 5 reads, And he set judges in the land throughout all the fenced cities of Judah, city by city.
City by city.
Verse 6. And said to the judges, take heed what you do, for you judge not for man, but for the Yahweh who is with you in the judgment.
With you in judgment. And they say, all know, can nobody judge me? And they love to, they say that. Can nobody judge me? You can't judge me.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that. Okay, so now you hear him now. Sister Judith. So who are the judges? Now you read Wisdom of Solomon, right? Chapter 1. So who are the judges of the earth? Who are the judges of the earth? You just read, who are the judges of the earth? When you read Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1, ye that be judges, who are the judges?
Earth.
The judges.
You said to the judges, take heed what you do, for you judge. And said to the judges, take heed what you do, for you judge not for man, but for the Yahweh who is with you in the judgment.
So the judges is what? Verse 5?
Verse 5, and he set judges in the land throughout all the fenced cities of Judah, city by city.
Right, so the judges is what? Who are the judges there, Sister Judah? Judah, right?
Yeah.
Judah. All right. Second witness. Chapter 20, verse 4.
The same.
2 Chronicles 20, chapter 20, verse 4.
2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 4 reads, and Judah gathered them themselves together to ask help of the Yahweh. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Yahweh.
That's what Judah is ordered, to seek Yahweh. Okay, back to that Wisdom of Solomon, Sister Judith. All right, finish off that verse 1 real quick.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1. Love righteousness, you that judge of the earth. Think of the Yahweh with a good mind, and in simplicity of mind seek him.
It said, in the simplicity of mind seek him, right? A mind seek him. And how you seek him? How you seek him? Sister Judy. Let's go to Isaiah real quick. We can pick up from there. Let's go to Isaiah. How you seek him? We're going to Isaiah. Make that 34, chapter 34, 16.
Chapter 34, verse 16 reads, seek you out of the book of the Yahweh and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall
want. Hold on. That's all about out of that verse 16. Read that first two lines again in verse 16.
Seek you out of the book of the Yahweh and read.
See? Seek out the book of Yahweh and read. Okay. All right. If you don't do this, Sister Judy. Back to that Chronicles again. Go to that Chronicles. Let's go to that Chronicles. Make that second Chronicles 15. Sister Judy, make that second Chronicles 15. All right, make that verse 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 12.
2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 12 reads, and they enter into a covenant to seek the Yahweh of their fathers.
They said to seek Yahweh of their what?
Their fathers.
Well, who's their fathers is? Does their fathers got a name on it? We're coming back here. Go to that Exodus chapter 3 real quick. They put a name on our fathers.
Dick?
Yeah, wow. Exodus chapter 3. Sister Judith, Exodus chapter 3. All right. Think about there, verse 15 and 16. Sister Judith, Exodus chapter 3.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. And Yahweh said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel.
The Israelites. Go ahead.
The Yahweh of your fathers, the Yahweh of Abraham, the Yahweh of Isaac, and the Yahweh of
Israel,
have sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
All right, verse 16.
Verse 16 reads, go and gather the elders of Israel together.
At the sea of Job, go gather the elders of what?
Of Israel together.
Together, go ahead.
And say unto them, the Yahweh of your fathers, the Yahweh of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, appear unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and
okay.
Seen.
All right, give me that one more. Exodus chapter 4, verse 5. Exodus chapter 4, verse 5, says Judah.
Exodus chapter 4, verse 5 reads, that they may believe that the Yahweh of their fathers, the Yahweh of Abraham, the Yahweh of Isaac, and the Yahweh of Israel have appeared unto thee.
So that's who our fathers is right there. They got a name on it. All right, back to that 2 Chronicles, Sister Judith. All right, You had left off in verse 12.
Second Chronicles chapter 15 verse 12 reads, "And they entered into a covenant to seek the Yahweh, Yahweh of their fathers, with all their mind and with all their soul."
All their soul. And they entered into the covenant. All right. So Judith, let's see. All right. Who's the day? Let's put a name on. They enter. Who's the day that enter in the covenant? Seek Yahweh, their fathers. Give me that 2 Kings 23 real quick. Let's put a name on. Give me that 2 Kings 23, Sister Judith. We're going to put a name on who's the day. 2 Kings chapter 23. Pick up at verse 1 and 2. You're going to get a name on who's the day.
2 Kings chapter 23 verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 reads, "And the king sent, and they gathered unto him all the elders of Judah and of
Israel, Judah
and of
yes sir
and the king Sirach, and they gathered unto him all the elders of Judah and of
the southern kingdom.
Verse 2, "And the king went up into the
temple
of the Yahweh, and all the men of Judah and all the inhabitants of Judah with him, and the priests and the
seers
and all the people, both small and great, and he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant, which was found in the
temple
of the Yahweh."
So that's what we're referring about, who today to seek Yahweh. Right there. You're putting the picture right there. Okay. All right, back to that Second Chronicles, Sister Judith. All right, verse 12. Finish that verse 12. Okay, today. Okay, skip down verse 13.
Second Chronicles chapter 15, verse 13 reads, "That whosoever would not seek the Yahweh of Israel, should be put to death, whether small or great."
That's why. Whether man or woman. So we know who today, whosoever of Judah, right? 2 Kings 23, 1 and 2. So whether it's a small matter, whether small or great, that's why you can't gain, you don't have this book, can't just put this book on the Sabbath day. You can't do that. But it'll get away from you. Yes, sir. All right. Okay. All right, so. Chapter 1.
All right. I'm going to get on over there. Wisdom of Solomon.
Yes, sir.
You write that down. Wisdom of Solomon. Say chapter 1.
Mm-hmm. All right, we at verse 2 now.
Yeah, verse 2. All right, going over to the book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1. And we, you want me to read verse 2?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1. Read verse 2. Verse 2 reads, for he will be found of them that tempt him not, and shows himself unto such as do not distrust him.
That's right. Verse 3.
Verse 3 reads, for four thoughts separate from Yahweh in his power, when it is tried, reproveth the unwise.
Reproveth the unwise. Mm-hmm. Four thoughts. Separate Yahweh and his power.
Mm-hmm.
Four thoughts. All right. Yahweh. All right. For that James. Let me see if I can touch up on James real quick. Yeah, I'm going to touch on this atonement because it's just right around the corner. That's around the corner. And get prepared. What this atonement is really about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to James. Let's see what I want to do. See, James. Okay, I'm going to the book of James. Okay, I'm just getting warmed up. Chapter 1, pick up at verse 8.
All right. Sliding on over there to the book of James. We want chapter 1, and we want verse number 8. Going over to the book of James. Chapter 1, and we're going to pick it up at verse 8. Verse 8 reads, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
All his ways. So you got that double-minded. You be a double-minded real quick before I touch the James chapter 4. This is how you can be a double mind real quick. This is what a double mind brings in real quick. We're going to touch on that James chapter 4. I'm coming back here. This is how you can be double. You can examine yourself. Especially if you're in, especially in the ministry, you can't have this double mindset. Aluyakwa, let's go to Matthew real quick. Let's go to Matthew. Let's see what I want in Matthew. Let's see. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Brother Makai Israel, let's see Roy.
Going to the book of Matthew chapter 6, and we want verse 24. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 reads, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve Yahweh and Mammon.
You cannot serve Yahweh and Mammon. We mean the worldly mindset.
Hallelujah.
The worldly mindset.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
That's
right. All right, Dhamma. All right, let me get another one on that. All right, let's go to Kings real quick. You going to Kings? Let's see what I want in Kings. That verse I want up there in Kings real quick. We'll make that First Kings. Let's see. All right, make that 1 Kings 18. Yeah, verse 21.
Okay. One of 1 Kings, chapter 18, and we want verse 21. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, we want verse 21. 21 read. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long had you between two opinions? If the Yahweh be Yahweh, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. The people answered him not a word.
So you got another penny. You want to let Yahweh be Yahweh, follow him.
Hallelujah.
But if Baal, you know that traits Satan,
hallelujah,
then follow him. That's how it could be that double mindset here. And that's another one, I'm going to get to James 4:4, then I'm going to go into end time prophecy as well, too. All right. James chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
James chapter 4, verse 4. Then we're going to skip down verse 8.
Okay. Going over to the book of James. Chapter 4, verse 4 and verse 8. We want the book of James, chapter 4, verse 4 and verse 8. Verse 4 reads, you adulterers and adulteress, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with Yahweh? Whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of Yahweh.
I know a lot of people is the enemy of Yahweh right now.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Verse 8. Draw nigh to Yahweh, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your mind, you double-minded.
Double-minded. That's that double mindset there. Full thought. Double mind here. Let's go to Revelation, end time prophecy. So double mind also can be this. Okay, we're going to end time prophecy. We're going to Revelation. We got this double mindset, this is what he going to do. Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up verse 15 and 16.
Revelation chapter 3. 15,
16. Yes, sir.
We want Revelation chapter 3. We want verses 15 and we want verse 16. Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 reads, so has you also them that hold the teaching of the...
You had Revelation chapter 3.
Right, so, the book of Revelation chapter 3, verse 15. 15 reads, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit... Oh, sorry, I'm reading the wrong spot again. The book of Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. Verse 15 reads, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would you were cold or hot. 16. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will sprue you out of my mouth.
It ain't gonna kill you. You lukewarm, you're going back and forth into the world, you're doing this, you're doing that.
Hallelujah.
You can't just like... Like, for example, you keep the Sabbath day. Then you go tomorrow, which is the first day,
mm-hmm,
and you go in there and go into them, Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
That's another example. Yeah, being lukewarm. Can't be lukewarm in it.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, let's gonna touch on these atonement, what this about. Just around the corner.
Hallelujah.
Gonna be again tomorrow night.
Thank you, that young man.
Y'all what? All
right,
let's go to Leviticus 23. Leviticus 23. Real quick. Leviticus 23. I'm going to pick up at Leviticus chapter 23. Pick up at verse 1. Pick up at verse 1. Let's skip down. Verse 26 to verse 30. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1. Then we'll skip down verse 26. Make that to 32.
Hallelujah. We're going over to the book of Leviticus. We want chapter 23. We want verse 1, and we're going to skip down to verses 26, reading down to verse 32. The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 1 reads, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 26, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 27, also on the 10th day of this month, on the 10th day of this 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a righteous gathering unto you. And you shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. Verse 28. And you shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 29. For whatsoever so it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. Verse 30. And whatsoever so it be that do any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. Verse 31. You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. 32. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest. 2. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest. And you shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at even. From even unto even shall you celebrate your Sabbath.
Even to even shall you celebrate your Sabbath.
Yahweh.
All right, let's go to that Numbers 29.
Okay.
We're going to number 29. We're going to book of Numbers chapter 29. Let me get there real quick. Number 29, pick up at verse 1. Then we're going to skip down verse 7. Isaiah 58, verse 5.
Alright. Going over to the book of Isaiah. We're going over to the book of Isaiah. What we want on Isaiah, we want chapter 58, we want verse 5. We're going over to the book of Isaiah. We want chapter 58, and we want verse number 5. Verse 5 reads, is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head at a bull rush and as a bull rush in to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast and an acceptable day to Yahuwah?
Okay, that's what this fast when you fast.
Let me throw something in there, Tyler.
Yes, sir.
Let me throw something in there. Now let's go back to that a bit.
Yes, sir.
And let's see what do you mean about let's go back to Leviticus chapter 23. And he made a profound statement up in there.
Uh-huh.
And we want to go back and we want to pick it up. Let's pick it up at verse 27. Let me hit verse 27 one more time. Sister Judah.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 27 reads, mm-hmm. Also on the 10th day of this seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement.
Mm-hmm.
It shall be a righteous gathering unto you, and you shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto the Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Now, he said make an offering made by fire to Yahweh. And he said, you got to do some afflicting of your souls. But he's talking about this fire. Let's go find out a little bit something about this fire that we can read. Let's see if we can find a little bit something about this fire.
Oh, Yahweh.
So, let's turn our books over to the book of Jeremiah.
Oh, Yahweh.
Let's get a little bit, get a case of point here. Because you know we got to do some afflicting of our souls, right? But let's see what he said in Jeremiah chapter 5 and pick it up at verse 14. And then we'll swing over Sister Judy. While we in Jeremiah, yeah. It'll be 23, chapter 23 and verse 29. So we're going to use both of those.
Yahuwah.
And we're going to get a little understanding about, remember he said, we're going to afflict our souls. And he said something about some fire. So let's see what should be coming out of your mouth and what should be going to your mouth. So, nothing going in your mouth on this day, period. But this is all that's going to be dealing with your mouth is Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. What it read?
Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14 reads, wherefore, thus saith the Yahuwah of hosts, because you speak this word. Behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire. And this people would, and it shall devour them.
And so what's going to be coming out of your mouth is that word. That's the only thing that's going to be dealing with your mouth on that day is that word. And nothing else. There's nothing going in. The only thing that's going to be coming out is that word. So I'm going to be trying to sneak in there, get you a little sip of water, sitting around here trying to get a little taste. Ain't going to be no tea, a little taste, no medication, no nothing. It's going to be all about this word. Stand in that word.
That's
the only thing we're going to be dealing with on that day. And afflicting our soul. Remember all the things you did, confessing to get it all out of you. And see what he said in 23. And it's Jeremiah, we want chapter 23, verse 29. You want to make sure this is very well understood. You afflict your soul. It's not about you, oh, I need something to eat. I just want to have a little taste of water. Now you got to feel all that. I feel all that. Let's see what he got to say about in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29 reads, is not my word like as a fire, saith the Yahuwah, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?
And so we got to make sure we got this word. His word is like fire. That's the only fire you will be dealing with is his word. So you want to make sure you got some word going forth. You got to gather, get some word going forth, find out what this day is all about. And there ain't going to be no teapot up there. There ain't going to be no food sitting in the back on them trays. It's going to be that word going forth on that day. That's the fire we're going to be dealing with. That's the only fire we're going to be dealing with on that day. Let's check it out and see what he has to say over there in Matthew. Let's get a little case of point here. And we're going to do a little read. Let's see what Yahweh's son has to say over there in Matthew chapter 9. And Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
Give me that, matter of fact, I need one more out of that on that fire. I need one more on that fire to make sure it's that word so we can make sure we got this thing down packed up, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
Let me see, can I get pour one more up out of this thing here? So let's go, get that Sirach. Give me 13:38 out of Sirach.
Sirach 13:38?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to Sirach to see it.
Hallelujah. Wow.
We're going to Sirach 13:38. Sirach chapter 13. Verse 38. You said Sirach with chapter 13?
Hallelujah. Wow.
All right, Sirach chapter 13. What verse?
Take a peek over there. Is it Sirach? Let me take a peek over there. Second Edge 13:38. Sorry about that, Brother Tyson. That's about Second Edge 13:38. What do you have to say about that? Little bit of something about this fire. Let me throw one more out there.
All right, Sirach 13:38 reads. I mean, 2nd Ezra 13. 2nd Ezra, the seer, chapter 13. Verse 38. And should lay before them their evil thoughts and the torments wherewith they should begin to be tormented, which light unto a flame, and he should destroy them without labor by the law, which is light unto fire.
So this word is like unto fire. And that's what we got to make sure we got down packed, this word. We got to make sure we're doing this word on this day, flicking our souls, staying inside this word, and not being a Matthew chapter 6, 16, Sister Judith. We're going to slide over in Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. Let's see what he, 16, give me down, give me Matthew chapter 6, give me 16.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 16 reads,
mm-hmm.
Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites.
Don't be as the hypocrites when you're fast. And this is what the hypocrites do. See, this ain't no show. When you're fast, this is what you do not do on this day of atonement. What does Yahweh's son say don't do?
What's it? Of a sad, what's that, continue?
Of a sad countenance. That means faith. Your countenance is your faith.
Right.
We want to make sure you make that known. Your countenance is your faith. So when he said, don't be of a sad countenance, you know, like you see people when they Ramadan. They ain't even doing the whole 24 hours. They ain't doing no sun up, sun down. They doing pretty much 10 hours, maybe 12. That's what we got to keep in mind. So I have no sad countenance. There ain't no sad thing. Nothing to be sad about. Fit your soul to Yahweh. What does he say?
Disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast.
So it's not a show. It's not a circus. It's not about, I'm fasting. I got the sad face. Look at me. No, it's not about that. You want someone to see you? That means you ain't doing this right for the right reasons. Continue to read.
Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward.
Now, verse 17. They got their reward. What is saying 17?
Verse 17 reads, but thou, when thou fastest.
Now when you fast,
anoint thy head.
Anoint your head.
And wash thy face.
And wash your face. That's just what he told you to do. Verse 18.
Verse 18 reads, that thou appear not unto men to fast.
So don't make no appearance to nobody that you fast. Bible should be fast. So there should be nothing to have. So all of us should be fasting, but the ones that ain't is not fasting, don't appear in front of them like you fasting. Watch your face. Put some oil on your head. That's all you need anyway. All that extra time in that bathroom doing that other stuff. Put some oil on there, watch it up, call the day, get on out there and move with Mary and thank Yahweh and ask him for forgiveness. Tell you the reason.
But unto thy father which is in secret.
Do this thing. The secret thing got nothing to do with the next person between you and your father.
And thy father which seeth in secret.
What are you going to do?
Shall reward thee openly.
Oh, so now you know how to get your reward. Follow the rules and the guidelines and the steps that Yahweh gave us, and you will get your reward. Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hold back to you, Bubba. All right. That's fast. Yahweh. All right. Okay. Back on this tone. Okay. Oh, yeah. What is Yahweh's like? We said the word is like fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sister Judy, give me that Hebrews 12:29. Book of Israelites. On Hebrews
chapter 12, verse 29 reads, for our Yahweh is a consuming fire.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Consuming fire. Give it to Exodus 24.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Give it to Exodus 24. Look at verse 16.
Exodus chapter 24, verse 16 reads, and the...
Hold on, let me see.
And the honor of the Yahweh, was it a bow? A bow? What is it?
I'm on my way.
Exodus 16, I mean 24, verse 16.
I gotta find it. Let's see if I'm at.
You say Exodus 24, verse who?
16.
Exodus
24,
verse 16.
Read it
again.
Exodus 24, chapter 16 reads, and the
glory.
And the glory of the Yahweh, what's it,
a bow
upon Mount Sinai.
Mm-hmm.
And the cloud covered it 6 days, and the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud.
17.
Verse 17 reads, and the sight of the glory of the Yahweh was like devouring fire on
Hallelujah.
The top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel.
Hallelujah. What?
Devouring fire. Devouring fire. Yahweh.
So that word, he just letting you know right here that this Yahweh is that divine fire. See, that's what you want to be filled of. You want to be filled of that word during the midst of this time. You don't want to let this thing go past you. You ain't getting that word up inside. You don't let Yahweh consume you and take everything out of you. Right now's the time for Yahweh to give you let me get a case in point of what happens when we do this thing the right way. Let me see if we can pull out here. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. See, when you do this thing the way Yahweh wants you to do this thing, Let's see what Yahweh is going to say to you. Out of Mount Paul, what did Paul say in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12? Sister Judy, bring that out for me. As a matter of fact, I got you, Sister Judy. I'm a bring this bad boy out because I'm already here too, right? You know, I got to give me a few of men too now. So he said, hey, sir. He said, hold on. I got to give one of them. Titus.
Yes, sir.
Brother Titus. What did he say in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3? Let me show you why I got to get mine in too, Sister Judy. I know we got an 18, Matthew's 18:19 on the line. But with two in agreement comes his name in the midst. With two or three of us to keep counting. We already know he in the midst right now. But check this lick out.
All right, where we going?
Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. See, I got to get mine in, too, Sister Judah.
All right, we're going to end-time prophecy, Revelation chapter 1, verse 3.
What did he say?
Blessed is he that read it.
Blessed is he that what?
That read it.
Hallelujah. And what else?
And they hear the words of this prophecy.
Uh-huh. And what else?
And keep those things.
You got to be a keeper of these things. What things?
Which are written therein.
The things that are written therein. Wait, why?
For the time is at hand.
For the time is at hand, Sister Judas. So I got to get my blessings everywhere I can, yeah. So I got to shoot me a few of them up in here, too, now. Now, in the book of Hebrews, the book of the Israelites, chapter 8, right? He said some a profound statement in verse 12. So when we do this thing in the order Yahweh wanted to do this thing, he dropped a Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12 on. Verse 12 says, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins, and their sins will I remember no more. Now, who don't want their sins remembered no more? Come on now. I know I do. I need my blood out now.
Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Back over to Brother Titus, this real C, Roy, Travis, Yahweh, Zoo.
All right, let me get one more on that. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 10.
Hallelujah. What?
Hebrews chapter 10. All right, pick up at verse 16. Sister Judy, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16 and 17.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16 and 17. Verse 16 reads, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Yahweh.
Okay, who's the them? He said, this is the covenant that I will make with them. See, this is not even talking about the world right here. I don't know why they put the world in it, even everybody. I don't see how they twist. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, hallelujah,
Yahweh. Go back to Hebrews chapter 8. This is what the covenant made. Hebrews chapter 8, pick up at verse 8. This is what he's talking about here. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 8, Sister Judith.
Hebrews chapter 8, verse 8.
I'm coming back to Hebrews 10.
For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days come, saith the Yahweh, when I will make a new covenant with the
house of Israel
and with the house of Judah.
That's the southern kingdom. That's the covenant he's making. That's the covenant he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this covenant he was talking about.
Right. Wait, we just read that from verse 10. I missed
the beat. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 8.
Okay, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Okay, bro, give me verse 9. Give me verse 9 as well with that. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 9.
Hebrews chapter 8, verse 9 reads, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
You're talking about the southern and the northern kingdom.
Hallelujah.
I don't see how they put that, you know. Here you go again. Give me that Jeremiah 31. Give me Jeremiah 31, Sister Judith. Give me Jeremiah chapter 31. There goes second witness on that, verse 31.
I need to get back.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yahweh
bless you. Yahweh bless you there, Mother D.F. Israel. Yahweh bless you.
Okay, Jeremiah 31, what?
Verse 31. Jeremiah 31, verse 31.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31 reads, behold, the days come, says the Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel.
Northern kingdom, go ahead.
And with the house of Judah.
Southern kingdom, Yada. We'll be talking about this. All right. I bet you that, okay. So you just read that. All right, back to that Hebrews, book of the Israelites. chapter 10. The book of the Israelites, chapter 10. A little word Hebrew. Book of the Israelites.
Hebrews right, chapter 10, verse 16 and 17. Verse 16 reads, "This is a covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Yahweh. I will put my two instructions into their minds, and in their minds will I write them."
In their minds will I write them, in their minds, Lord of the Southern Kingdom. Go ahead.
Verse 17. And their sins and
Iniquity sins
will I remember no more.
Will I remember no more. Once we come back to that covenant, once you come back to that covenant, well, for you, he ain't gonna remember your sins no more. Okay. All right, go ahead. Give me that verse 18 real quick.
Hebrews. Chapter 10, verse 18 reads, "Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin."
Yeah, they said there's no more offerings for sin. What do they mean by that? There's no more offerings for sin. What do they mean by that? Okay, back to that. You're in Hebrews chapter 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews chapter 10. Let's find out what he's talking about. There's more offerings. It said there's no more offerings for sin, right? Hebrews chapter 10, all right? We're going to read till we get a point here. Hebrews chapter 10, the book of the Israelites, chapter 10. Think about all verse 1. We're going to read till we get our point here. Hebrews chapter 10, the book of the Israelites, chapter 10, verse 1. It says right here, now you read in verse 18, "For remission, meaning forgiveness of deeds, is no more offering for sin." Right? You're going to get a name on it about this.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse...
Look at this, like chapter 10, verse 1. Go ahead.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1 reads, "For the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices, which they offered year by year, continually make the comers thereon too perfect."
Of year by year, also make the comers too perfect. Okay, go ahead.
Verse 2. "For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once with a purge should have had no more conscience of sin."
And no more consciousness for sins, man, for the sins. Go ahead. Verse 3.
Verse 3. "But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year."
Every year. It's like we were going on tonight, tomorrow night. Every year. Go ahead.
Verse 4. "For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins."
To take away sins. So right here, we're talking about the offering of the sacrificial. The sacrifice. That's the only thing that's done away with the sacrificial law. That's the only thing that is done away with. The moral law in place. Once every year. The sacrificial law, right? Okay, Sister Judith, let's see what I want here. Okay, give me some. Let's see what I want. See what I bought the Psalms real quick. We're going to Psalms. Let's see. Give me that Psalms chapter 40, verse 6. Psalms chapter 40, verse 6. Psalms chapter 40, verse 6.
Psalms chapter 40, verse 6 reads, "Sacrifice and offering thou dost not desire, my ears has thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings hast thou not required?
But it's talking about the sacrificial, okay? We're getting warmed up here real quick. Hold your marker. You're coming back to that Hebrews. Book of Israelites, chapter 10. Okay. Let's go to, let's see what I'm going to do. We're going to make that, let's see. All right, give me Leviticus 16 real quick. Give me Leviticus 16. Leviticus chapter 16. Leviticus chapter 16. All right, pick up at verse 1.
Leviticus chapter 16, verse 1 reads, "And the Yahweh spake unto Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they offered before the Yahweh and died."
Okay, skip, let me see. See if I'm, all right, give me verse 3. Give me verse 3.
Leviticus chapter 16, verse 3 reads, "Thus shall Aaron come unto the righteous place with a young bullock for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering."
Ram for a burnt offering. Okay. All right, skip down verse 5. Verse 5.
Verse 5 reads, "And he shall take of the congregation of the children of Israel, two kids of the goats for a sin offering, and one ram for a burnt offering."
One ram for a burnt offering. Verse 6.
Verse 6 reads, "And Aaron shall offer his bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make an atonement for himself and for his house."
And for his family that's tied with him. So we got to make atonement for himself. We got to get himself right, get himself straight. Go ahead.
Verse 7. "And he shall take the two goats."
The two goats? Go ahead.
"And present them before the Yahweh at the door
of the temple.
Of the temple of the congregation."
Congregation of the children of Israel, the Israelites. Go ahead.
Verse 8. "And Aaron shall cast lots upon..."
So these lots got a name on it. He said Shekaz and Aaron. Talking about leadership, anointed leadership. Shekaz lot. Go ahead.
Lot. What's that?
Upon
the two goats. One lot for the Yahweh.
That's the one lot for Yahweh.
And the other lot for the scapegoat.
So these two lots here. One for Yahweh and the other one for the scapegoat. These are two lots. We read them right here. In verse 8. All right, verse 9, go ahead.
Verse 9 reads, "And Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the Yahweh's
lot
fell and offer him for a sin offering."
Offer him for a sin offering. Okay. All right, verse 10.
Verse 10 reads, "But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be present alive before the Yahweh."
So the scapegoat got to be present alive before Yahweh. Go ahead.
To make an atonement with him.
To make an atonement with him, with Yahweh.
And
go ahead.
"And to let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness."
Until the wilderness. All right, verse 11.
Verse 11 reads, "And Aaron shall bring the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and shall make an atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bullock of the sin offering which is for himself.
He's a bullock, which is before himself, right? Which is before himself.
Yeah. I'm gonna put it up for him. That's
why we got to be imperative. All these high days have a meaning to it. Okay. All right. We coming back here. Sister Judy, give me hold what you got. Give me that the Book of Israelites. Chapter 7. Verse 7. Chapter 7, verse 27. The Book of Israelites. Blue word Hebrew. Chapter 7, verse 27.
Hebrew chapter 7, verse 27 reads, who needed not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice first for his own sins and then for the people's, for this he did once when he offered up himself.
When he offered up himself. Okay. All right, Sister Judith.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when we come back here, give me Isaiah real quick, Sister Judy. Let's see what I bought. Now you was reading what's that, Book of Israelites? That was what? Chapter 10, what you holding?
Yeah. No, it was chapter 7, 27.
Chapter 7, verse 27?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're coming back there. Let's see what chapter 7, verse 27. Okay. All right. Book of Israelites. Look at Israelites. All right, make that chapter 10. Matter of fact, give me the Book of Israelites, chapter 9. Verse 28.
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28 reads, so Yahweh's son was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that took for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation.
Sin unto salvation. Okay. You're just getting warmed up here. Okay. All right, we're going to all right, go to the Book of Israelites, chapter 10. Chapter 10. Pick up at verse 10.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10 reads, By which will we are sanctified through the offerings of the body of Yahweh the Son once for all.
Once for all, verse 11.
Verse 11 reads, and every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins.
Okay, what's those same sacrifices can never take away sins? Verse 4, what do I mean by the same sacrifice can never take away sins? But if you have Israel, you are ready. Okay. All Okay, the book of the Israelites, through the word Hebrews, chapter 10. Verse 4.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 4. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin.
You're talking about the sacrifices of killing bulls and goats for sin offering. If you was jacked up, whatever, you low down, that's the only way that can never take away sin. The sacrificial law, the animal sacrificial law, killing animals, bulls and goats. All right, what was I holding? Okay. All right, there's Sister Judith. Okay, we're going back to that, So Judith, let's go back to that Leviticus real quick. We left off that. We're in chapter 16, Sister Judith.
Leviticus chapter 16, verse 12 reads, "And he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before the Yahuwah, and his hands full of sweet incense beaten small, and bring it within
the
veil."
Okay, go ahead, verse 13.
Verse 13 reads, "And he shall put the incense upon the fire before the Yahuwah, that the cloud of the incense may cover the
mercy seat that is
upon the testimony that he did die not."
Upon the covenant, go ahead, that he died not, go ahead, verse 14.
"And he shall take of the blood of the bullock and sprinkle it with his finger upon the mercy seat eastward, and before the mercy seat shall he sprinkle of the blood with his finger seven times."
That's seven times. That seven got a name on it. You said seven times, right? Sprinkle with his finger seven times, right? Give me that Psalms real quick. Give me that Psalms. Mother D.F. Israel, let's give me that Psalms, chapter 12. Let's get a name on the Psalms chapter 12. Let me get there real quick. Verse 6.
Psalms chapter 12. Verse 6, "The word of Yahuwah
are pure words,
as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times."
Purified, Yahuwah. Seven times, only Yahuwah. You see that? You say you don't eat what? Okay, we're talking about that. All right, who's reading that Leviticus 16? You want us to do it?
Yeah, Leviticus chapter 16,
Okay, you was finished reading that, you had verse 15 now. Leviticus chapter 16, verse 15. So I say, hold your mark. You never know, we might come back there. Always have your bookmark, just in case.
Leviticus chapter 16, verse 15 reads, then shall he kill the goat of the sin offering that is for the people, and bring his blood within the veil, and do
what? Oh, he says, what people is this? He says it's for the people. The people got a name on it, and for the people. What people? All right, let's make it plain real quick. In that same chapter. That same chapter real quick. Let's put a name on it. It says, for the people, right? All right, give me that verse 5. Let's put a name on what people is this. For the people.
Leviticus chapter 16.
Verse 5
reads, and he shall take of the congregation of the children of Israel.
The congregation of the what?
Children of Israel.
The Israelites. That's what we're talking about. The people. Okay, back over there where you was at before.
Let me jump in, break in real quick, Brother Ty. Because I know the National Archives is here. You say, hey, the Israelites.
The Israelites. Go ahead.
Put something on the table real quick, and I'm going to go on here and run over to Second Kings. Run over there with me. Let's get this Second Kings. Pick it up at chapter 3. We're going to pick it up at number, verse 24. Let's see, can we put a stamp on this Israelites? And why Brother Titus keeps saying that, Israelites. Let's see, can we put a name on
it? 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came to the camp of Israel.
When they came to the camp of Israel.
The Israelites.
That's why he keeps saying that. Because that's the name. That's who we are. We are the Israelites. That's why he keeps hearing them say that, the Israelites. So the national audience can be with us. And I'm like, why teacher Brother Ty keeps saying this? If we keep hearing them saying the Israelites, we know we're Israelites. But where we can read it that we the Israelites at? So we just wanted to put something on the table so the nationality can know why we keep saying the Israelites. Over to you back, Brother Ty.
I'm trying to find another witness on that, about that Israelites as well, too.
Hallelujah,
one. Yes, see. Let's see about the Israelites. Let's make sure we get a separate witness on that. We're going to be sure we... All right, let me see. We're going to the book of... Go to the book of Joshua, polluted word for, let's see, Oshia, let me see. Okay, we're going to have to make that, So you can find a second witness on that. Fornicated the Israelites. Okay. The Israelites, you real plain. Yeah, I was right. To make that Joshua.
Okay. Well, while you doing that, I'm gonna run one more down for you.
Uh-huh.
All right. While Brother Titus doing that, let me see what I can run down real quick. We're going to see what we got going on. Let's see what we got going on in 1 Samuel. We're going to pick it up at chapter 13.
Okay, I got it. Let's make that.
I'm going to knock this 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 20 out. And 1 Samuel chapter, well, first what we're going to do is we're going to see if we pick up on this. Sister Judith, give me 1 Samuel chapter 13. Give me verse 19 and verse 20. And let's see what we can pull up out of this. First Samuel chapter 9. First Samuel chapter 13, give me verse 19 and verse 20.
First Samuel chapter 13, verses 19 and 20. Verse 19 reads.
Now, I want to see if they're going to be able to pick up on this on the national audience, because the national audience also is tuning in. We want to see if they're going to be able to pick up on this. But Sister Judith, I want you to really pay attention to this. I want you to pull out something for me here. Pull out something that you're going to see a difference in, up in here. And I'm going to give you a little clue. And that's much clue I just gave. Pull out something, you're going to see a difference here. That's your clue. 19 and 20, what it read?
Verse 19 reads, now there was no smite found.
No smith.
No smith found throughout all the land of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
For the Philistines said, lest the Hebrews make them swords or spears. Hebrews was Israel.
Oh, let's read it. Let's read it.
No, let me knock it out. Knock it out and then come back and tell me what you saw. Verse 20.
Verse 20, we, but all the Israelites went down to the Philistines.
Stop right there. Now, what just happened between 19 and 20 in that verse? You was on point. Don't break it out.
Verse 19.
Mm-hmm. What did it say in 19? What you see the difference between them?
For the Philistines said, at least the Hebrews.
The Philistines said, at least the Hebrews. Then the land of Israel said, at least the Hebrews. And then what happened in verse 20?
Verse 20 says, but all the Israelites went
all
down.
The Israelites. Just want to point out how they'll change. Play words.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? We're the Israelites. That's who we are. We are the Israelites. You see how they just went from Hebrews to Israelites. Mm-hmm. But Hebrews ain't nothing but a Deuteronomy. Let's go over there. Let's find out what it is. We go to Deuteronomy. We go to chapter 28. We go lay our finger.
Hallelujah, boy.
On 16. I'm sorry. I'm at 37. I'm looking for.
Hallelujah, boy.
28 verse 37. Is that what I'm looking for, Charlie? Yes, 37.
Hallelujah, boy.
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 37. This is what it reads. Now I gotta get my little blessing in too now. You ready to roll on much DF Israel? Go on here. I'm sliding. I slide blessings over too now. Go on, give me some of that mother DF Israel that Deuteronomy 28 verse 37.
Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 37. Deuteronomy 28 verse 37. It reads. 37.
Mm-hmm.
And thou shalt become an astonishment.
Mm-hmm.
A proverb,
mm-hmm.
and a byword.
Byword.
Among all the nations.
Among all the nations. The Philistines, they want places to look at it. Mm-hmm.
Whether Yahweh shall lead you.
Whether Yahweh shall lead you. So, that word ain't nothing but a byword. So, we ain't no Hebrew. Go back to our brother Titus.
Sister Judith. Give me book of Joshua, Lord of Word for Oshia, chapter 13, verse 6.
Joshua,
chapter 13, verse 6. Joshua, chapter 13, verse 6. So to do it, Israel, see you, boy.
I'm coming, let me get there.
You want to make sure that the national audience know that these are the Israelites. This ain't no Hebrews. This ain't nothing else. We don't want to, see, we want to make sure that we get a good understanding, a clear understanding of our body. We don't want to leave no one out. That's why we say we South County.
Joshua,
we're going to teach this thing all the way right.
Chapter 13, verse 6 reads, all the inhabitants of the hill country from, what's that,
Lebanon
unto, you got to help me with this,
Misratah,
and all the
Sidonians,
them will I drive out from before the children of Israel. Only divide thou it by lot unto the Israelites for the inheritance as I have commanded thee.
See that? For the Israelites. Right there.
Hallelujah, boy.
Yahuwah.
All right.
Hold on, be said. Now we read Deuteronomy 28:37, right?
Mm-hmm.
And look what this name is. Let's go to Isaiah real quick. Let's go to Isaiah real quick on that Hebrew.
Hallelujah, boy.
But most people try to debate. Like, no, I mean, you can't. Job 8:8 said you got to be afraid to search your father. It's not even the land called Hebrew. Not even the people called Hebrew.
Yeah, bring it on
down. All right, let's go to Isaiah, Sister Judith. Go to Isaiah. Make that 65. Make that Isaiah 65, Sister Judith. Make that 15, Isaiah 65:15. So when you call yourself Hebrew, this is what you're calling yourself right here.
Right.
Isaiah 65, verse 15, Sister Judah Israel.
Isaiah.
Of King Roy.
Isaiah chapter 65, verse 15 reads.
That's right.
And you shall leave your name for a curse unto my children. For the Yahuwah shall slay thee and call his servants by another name.
Hallelujah.
So he ain't chose no Hebrews. Who he chose in Isaiah? He ain't chose no Hebrews. Who he chose here in Isaiah? To the Judah.
We can read.
And we can read. Who he chose out here in Isaiah?
Hallelujah. Who he chose?
Isaiah 44, verse 1 and 2, said the Judah Israel.
Hallelujah. Who he chose?
Isaiah. Chapter 44, verses 1 and 2. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and
Israel. Go ahead.
Whom I have chosen.
O Israel, who you have chosen.
Thus saith the Yahuwah that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not,
O Israel,
my servant, and thou.
Same Israel.
Israel whom I have chosen.
He that whom he have chosen. Israel. Whom he have chosen. Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41, verse 8. Isaiah 41, verse 8.
Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8 reads, but thou, Israel, art my servant. Israel, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah. Yeah.
He said Israel chosen. Who else want to hear that last part one more time?
Isaiah 41, verse 8 reads, but thou, Israel, art my servant. Israel, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give me that verse 9. Give me that verse 9. Read verse 9. Give me that verse 9 real quick.
Verse 9 reads, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away.
So you're not done away with. You have not done away with. Israel is not done away with. He said, I've not cast you away.
That's right.
You're not done away with. All right? Look what Paul said about that. Israel is not done away with. He's going to done away with Israel and getting Christians. He dealt with Christians. No. That's not Bible at all. It's not but Satan. I'm going to tell you what that teaching is, too. I'm going to bring out real shortly what that teaching is. Give me that Romans 11, verse 1. Mother G.F. Israel, Romans chapter 11, verse 1.
Romans chapter 11, verse 1. And say then, as Yahweh has to weigh his people, Yahweh forbid, for I am also an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribes of Benjamin.
Shout out to my Israel born camp too. She watched, she checking the lick out over here. We live on Facebook, live on Pal Talk. We live in the building. We live everywhere, live on Blog Talk. Hallelujah, Yahweh, Shabbat Shalom.
Yahweh. The heavens of Israel I'm not done away with.
My Israel born Israel, you'll get that right. Yahweh.
If Israel was done away with on that, that's let me go to Jeremiah real quick. Let's see what's going on here in Jeremiah. Let's see what verse I'm gonna pull out real quick on that. We're going to Jeremiah. Let's see. Going to Jeremiah. Yes. Going to Jeremiah. Yes. Jeremiah. Hold on. Sister Judith. Judith, going to Jeremiah, all right, I didn't make that Jeremiah 31. Jeremiah 31, Sister Judith. All right, we're going to pick it up at verse 35. Jeremiah 31, verse 35.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 35 reads, thus saith the Yahweh, which gives the sun of a light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divided the sea when the waves thereof roar, the Yahweh of hosts is his name.
Okay. What's his name?
Yahweh the host.
How many letters is that?
Four letters to the Judy. YHWH.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh. All right. Verse 36.
36 reads, if those ordinances depart from before me, says the Yahweh, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever.
Okay. All right. Verse 37.
Verse 37 reads, thus says the Yahweh, if heaven above can be measured and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, says the Yahweh.
Who said it?
The Yahweh.
The Yahweh said that. Let me jump in real quick, Brother Tyler.
All
right. I want to see. We emphasize this name Yahweh so hard in here, and we always got to remind the children of Israel. Yes. Now, Mother Dear of Israel, work with me, Mother Dear of Israel. I want to go to Second Esther, and we know we got the feast taking ready. We know we got the feast coming up, the Feast of Atonement coming up. This ain't no feast where you eat on. This where you feast on His word and don't put it under your mouth. That's what we've been talking about all day, all this whole Sabbath, just after the trumpets, even before, a little before the trumpets, we touched on, knew this day was coming up. But let's see what he says in 2nd Ezra, chapter 2. We're going to pick it up at verse 38, and we're going to read all the way down to 48. See, something about this name we need to let be known. These four letters. This name is very important. You got to put the name on the line. You got to put the people on the line, who they are, and these laws on the line. You got to make sure you keep that covenant. But let's find out something up in 2nd Ezra chapter 2. And we want verse chapter 2. Pick up at 38 down to 48, Mother D.F. Israel.
2nd Ezra chapter 2, verse 38 to 48.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And we're going to pay attention, very close attention to what's taking place in this future.
2nd Ezra chapter 2, verse 38.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right.
Behold the number of those that be still in the feast of Yahweh.
The feast of who?
Of Yahweh.
It's Yahweh's feast.
Uh-huh. 39. Which are departed from the shadow of the world.
So this thing is just departed from the shadow of the world. World thing over with. We're in another realm now. What's going on here?
Follow Yahweh.
And have received his righteous garments of Yahweh.
And have received these righteous garments of Yahweh.
Verse 40.
Take your number, O Judah.
And shut up those of thine that are clothed in white.
What's that cloth in?
In white.
So those righteous garments are clothed in white with some ribbon of blue and some fringes on there. According we can read in Numbers 15:37 down to 40. See to read.
Which have fulfilled the Torah instruction of Yahweh.
Uh-huh. They fulfilled something. See, you got to be a fulfillment going on here. You got to fulfill these laws, these first five books of this Bible. That's what's going on to make it to this counter right here. Continue to read.
41. The number of the children whom thou longest for.
Let me tell you, longest for, uh-huh.
Is fulfilled.
But if this thing is completed, it's a completion right here. Mm-hmm. You want to see yourself in this. This is the right, this is the order, this is what it's going to take. What do you think it's going to take?
Beseech the power of Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
and your people which have been called from the beginning
uh-huh.
may be righteous.
Uh-huh.
Verse 42.
I Ezra
saw upon the Mount Yadah.
Look at that. On the Mount Yadah, Judah, huh?
A great people. Whom I could not number.
You couldn't even number these people.
And they all praise Yahweh with songs.
Now look at Yahweh's children. Now look at us. You see what's going on? We sitting up there right now. He can't even number us, there's so many of us. We sitting here, we praising Yahweh with songs. You see this thing here?
Mm-hmm.
Now tell me, now you don't see this, hey. I'm going to show you why. Continue to read, and we're going to go put the dad channel in a little while.
Verse 43.
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of them,
so in the middle of them, what's going on in the middle of them?
There was a young man.
There's a young man.
Of a high stature.
This ain't no short man. How high stature was he?
Taller than all the rest.
So he's the tallest one sitting in the middle of everyone, so he can't be missed. Mm-hmm. Continue to read.
And upon every one of their heads, he set crowns.
So now, look at this tall one in the center setting crowns on Yahweh's Judah. Continue to read.
And was more exalted with a marvelous...
With a marvel at what?
A marvel at greatness.
Continue to read.
Okay, verse 44. So I asked the angel and said,
Sir,
what are these?
What are these? Look at that angel to see. Like, what are these? That
can
speak me a little bit more down
to
this thing I'm seeing here.
45. He answered and said unto me,
what did he say?
These be they that have put off the mortal clothes.
They took off the mortal clothes. And these are the ones that were at these feast days. Mm-hmm. The ones that were in the warrior blues on these Sabbath days. Mm-hmm. The ones that keeping these feast days, they had on that all white with some fringes on with their blue ribbon. The ones that was putting an anointing on, asking Yahweh, had that anointing oil on and came back on these, atonement. Say, hey, Yahweh, I have committed sin. I have done wrong. I'm going to confess my sins sincerely. It's what I have done wrong. And after that, they live right. These are the ones that got in order. Got that that Galatians 5:22 going on. Continue to read, Mother D.F. Israel.
And put on a mortal and have confessed.
They confessed?
The name of Yahweh.
Wait, Lord, what did they confess?
The name of Yahweh.
How many letters is that?
Four letters.
How many letters?
Four letters.
How you spell that?
YHWH.
Yahweh. They confess him. Yahweh. YHWH. Continue to read. You ain't got that under your belt. Ain't nothing else moved. Continue to read, Mother D.F. Israel.
Now are they crowned and received crowns.
Uh-huh.
46. Then said I unto the angel.
What he say?
What young person is this that crowneth them?
Mm-hmm. No, hold on. I don't want to move too fast. Now, did he just call him? He said, what young person is this? Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to get a description. We're going to get a name here. Now, he said, what young person, this tall one, that's sitting in the center of them, that put crowns on their head with this all white on, with the fringes, gold fringes on, that ribbon of blue looking on? Who is this young person? What do you say, Mark?
And give it them in their hands.
Uh-huh.
Verse
47.
So he answered and said unto me.
What is
that? It is the Son of Yahweh.
It is the Son of Yahweh, the Father. Continue to read.
Whom they have confessed in the world.
So wait. Now look at us right now. Are we in this world right now?
Yes.
And the six anointed counts, and count one, count two, count three, count four, count five, and count six, all the doors open, your 70 miles. Anywhere that persists is 70 miles, you should be in the doors. These are the ones that confess. What they confess, Mother D.F. Israel?
The Son of Yahweh, Father, whom they have confessed in the world, then began a greatly to command them that stood so stiffly for the name of Yahweh.
Did you just hear what he said? He commanded them that stood so stiffly in the name of Yahweh, for the name of Yahweh in this world. What's in the true Israelite? Like, we stand stiffly on the name of Yahweh. The YHWH man. Yahweh the Son and Yahweh the Father. We stand stiffly on that name. We ain't buzzing off of it at all. We come to teach this name back to the true Israelites on this planet Earth. That's what we come to do. To wake you up so you can know this name. What did he say in 48, Mother D.F. Israel?
48. Then the angel said unto me.
What did he say to me?
Go your way.
Go your way.
And tell my people.
And tell my people.
What manner of things
and
how great wonders
of
Yahweh, your Yahweh, thou hast seen.
Hey, that's what we doing.
Yeah.
We come to reveal and show you the great wonders and things that Yahweh showing us in his book. We're trying to get you to get this name down pat, get in, keep these feast days, put on your, take off them pants, female, put on your dresses with them garments on. You see what I'm saying? We're trying to tell the man, hey, you take off them dresses and put on some pants and put on your righteous garment with some fringes on there. We're trying to get this thing, you know, and that's what we're doing, because this thing got to come to exist. Come on back to you, Brother Titus Israel C. Roy. Get in here for this atonement. Got a tone out there so we get this man going. What we waiting on?
Yahweh. All right, Sister Judith. Yeah, these garments very important.
Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh, Mother G.F. I'm going to run that down with Brother Titus.
Oh, yeah, that Jasper, yeah.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. See, that's why we got the mothers for. You know, their mothers gonna keep us on point. You know, hey, now, so we can get a case in point here, we want to clarify something here. I want to make sure we clarify something here. Let me see what I can run down, Sister Duke. See, we want to, just before you touch on that again, you got a mother say she remind me about something, right? Turn to 1 Timothy. Chapter 5, and give me verse 1 and verse 2. See, that's what the mother, see, let me show you something about the mother. They got a position to play this thing here too now. What we reading over there, Sister Judith, in 1 Timothy chapter 5, give me verse 1 and verse 2.
1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1 reads, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father,
mm-hmm.
and the younger men as brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2, the elder women as mothers, and the younger as sisters with all purity.
So the mothers are the elders as well now.
Oh, yeah.
And we got to keep something in mind. The mother's sharp. She said, hey, Makai, now he didn't say something over there and say, you got something else you want to show. You don't see this thing here. You see what I'm saying? So my brother Titus going here bring that out. I'm going to run something down over here. If I'm going here, run it down right now. Brother Titus, hold this off for me. Bear with me one more second, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
I really got something I want to run down to Kings, too. About the mothers and how they operate, if you ain't in order. You see what I'm saying? See, the mothers got a role to play too now. And we'll never want to make sure that the mothers are obsolete, that they ain't got no role to play in this thing here. So I'm going to show you something in this book of Jasher. In the book of Jasher, chapter 23. And like I say, hey, man, you know, I bless those who read it. Like I say, hey, I give my blessing too, according to Revelation 1:3. So in the book of Jasher, for all those who don't have the book of Jasher, just listen real carefully if you can't follow along with the actual reading. So listen with your ears. He said, hear, O Israel. So listen, O Israel, very closely. In the book of Jasher, it was something that went on. Chapter 23, and we're going to pick it up at verse 41. And I'm going to start my read there. And we're going to read down until we get our point. In the book of Jasher, chapter 43, verse 41, 41 read.
23:41.
23:41, yes, ma'am. Jasher 2:3, chapter 23, verse 41 read. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place at a distance which Yahweh had told him of. Verse 42. And a pillar of fire appeared to him that reached from the earth to heaven, and a cloud of glory upon the mountain. And the glory of Yahweh was seen in a cloud. Now, keep something in mind. He saw the greatness of Yahweh seen in the cloud. Now, check this out, this big old blurred foot. 43. And Abraham said to Isaac, my son, do you see in that mountain which we perceive at a distance, that which I see upon it? And that's what I'm asking you, children of Israel. Verse 44. And Isaac answered and said unto his father, I see. It's lo, a pillar of fire and a cloud. And the glory of Yahweh is seen upon the cloud. So he just saw the greatness of Yahweh seen upon the cloud, this big old black foot. And verse 45, and Abraham knew that his son Isaac was accepted before Yahweh for a burnt offering. Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
So Isaac seen the thing that his father had seen. So those two was give me a word. Those two was on one accord. They was all right. So in the book of Jasher, chapter 23. We're going to pick it up at verse 46. And Abraham said unto Eliezer and unto the Asalamaleka man, Ishmael. Now, here your Asalamaleka man right here. Check out your Asalamaleka man. 46. And Abraham said unto Eliezer and unto Ishmael, his son, do you also see that which we see upon the mountain, which is at a distance? 47. And they answered and said, we see nothing more than like the other mountains of the earth. We see the earth. And Abraham knew that they were not accepted before Yahweh to go with them. And Abraham said to them, abide you here with the ass, while I and Isaac, my son, will go to yonder mount and worship before Yahweh. And then return to you. For the Eliezer and Ishmael remained in that place as Abraham had commanded. Some ask you, Israel, do you see what the voices of the true Israelites see? Or you going to sit there and remain with the ass, like Asim Lamaleka man in Eliezer. Over to Brother Times Israel, C. Roy, Travis, y'all got Judah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. All right, Sister Judith. Give me the Isaiah 61, Sister Judith. Before we go there, let's go to Numbers 15 real quick.
Hallelujah.
Before we go there, let's go to Numbers 15. Think about verse 37 to 41.
Hallelujah. Bring it out. Teach the child. Bring it out. That's what I'm talking about. Bible study.
Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 15, verse 37.
Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 reads. And the Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying,
saying what?
Verse 38. Speak unto the children of Israel.
The Israelites.
And bid them that they make them fringes.
Hallelujah.
The borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a rib band of blue.
Okay. All right, verse 39.
Verse 39 reads, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Yahuwah.
All the Torah structure of the first five books, go ahead.
And do them. And that ye seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a whoring.
Verse 40.
Verse 40 reads, that ye may remember and do all my Torah instructions and be righteous unto your Yahuwah.
Be righteous unto your Yahuwah. All right. Okay, give me that. Give me that Isaiah 61, verse 10. Give me Isaiah 61, verse 10.
Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Yahuwah. My soul shall be joyful in my Yahuwah. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation.
These garments get you what?
Salvation.
Salvation.
He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness.
With the what?
The robe of righteousness.
With the robe of righteousness.
As a bridegroom decking himself with garments. And as a bride. What's that?
A bride adorning herself
with her jewels.
With her jewels. All right, give me that Psalms 137. Make that Psalms 132. Psalms 132, verse 9.
Psalms chapter 132, verse 9 reads, let thy priest be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy.
Okay, it says let your saints shout for joy. Let's preach up who that saint is real quick. All right, who the saint is? Mother D.F. Israel. Give me that Psalm chapter 50, verse 5 and verse 7.
Psalms 50, verse 5 and verse 7. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Verse 7.
Sister Judith, you was holding something? I was talking to Sister Judith.
Verse 7.
Hand me that Psalms 140. I mean, that's Psalms 140, let me see that though, so I'll be on 20. Psalm 148:14.
Psalm 50:7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am Yahweh, even your Yahweh.
Yahweh. All right, Psalms. We got Psalms 148, verse 14, Sister Judy. And have it at Psalms 149, verse 1.
Psalms chapter 148 verse 14 reads, He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel.
The Israelites.
And people near unto him, praise ye the Yahweh.
Praise ye Yahweh. All right, Psalms
149 verse 1. Praise ye the Yahweh. Sing unto the Yahweh a new song. And his praise in the congregation of saints.
Saints. Okay. All right. Give me that Job 29:14.
Job 29:14 reads, I put on the righteousness, and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe and a, what's that, battle?
I see diadem here.
Diadem.
Let's see what that word is designed, this diadem. Let's see what we had on. I see diadem there. I see, I know they're going to trap you with, my dear Israel, give me that 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 real quick. I see that diadem here. Diadem, huh?
You said Corinthians what?
2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11.
Okay. You said 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
You know, Satan's devices. We got these words here, trap words like the word diadem. Can't find nowhere. Not in the heavenly tablets. Okay. All right. Okay. All right, let's go to this Chronicles real quick. Get warmed up here. Right, let's go examine this diadem real quick. See if that hold up. Let's go to Exodus. We're going to Exodus. Let's see if that word can hold up. This diadem here.
I can hear the captain.
Let's find out what we had on here. You see that diadem, right? Let's go examine that. Sister Judy, give me Exodus 28. Give me Exodus 28 real quick. Give me Exodus 28. Pick up at We go to Exodus. Exodus chapter 28. Pick up at verse 1. Okay, then we go to verse 4. Exodus chapter 28, verse 1.
Exodus chapter 28, verse 1 and 4. Verse 1 reads, "And take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother and his sons with him from among the children of Israel."
The Israelites, go ahead.
"He may minister unto me in the priest's office, even Aaron, with a
Nadab
and
Abihu,
Eleazar, and
Ithamar,
Aaron's sons."
Aaron's sons. Give me verse 2, and then skip down verse 4.
Verse 2 reads, "And thou shalt make righteous garments for Aaron thy brother for honor and for beauty."
Honor for beauty. For beauty. So that's our beauty.
Verse 4. "And these are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate and an..."
Okay, where you at, bro?
Hip-hop. "And a robe and a..."
Broader coat.
Mitri and a...
Okay, that's all I want out of there. You see what that? You see they got the idea right there, right? So what really goes there when you go to for a second with it, make sure you're taking your notes, Sister Judith. Now we was coming from Job, right?
Yeah.
You see they got the idea right there.
Yeah, Job 29:14,
right? For a second witness on that. He said, Mitri, right? All right, just give me Leviticus chapter 8, verse 7. Let's see what goes there.
Leviticus chapter 8, verse 7 reads, "And he put upon him the coat and the..."
And girded him
with the girdle, and clothed him with the robe, and put the ephod upon him, and he girded him with the curious girdle of the ephod, and bound it unto him therewith."
Skip down verse 9. Verse 9, I'm getting the point here. Get down verse 9.
Leviticus chapter 8, verse 9 reads, "And he put the mitre upon his head, also upon the mitre even upon his forefront. Did he put the golden plate, the righteous crown, as the Yahweh commanded Moses."
So this righteous crown is the what? Go up here to verse 9, the first two lines.
Verse 9, "And he put the mitre upon his head."
So this mitre is a what?
Crown.
A righteous what?
Righteous crown,
right? Like right I got now, this is a crown, a righteous crown, this mitre, which I got on my head, right? Give me another witness. Give me Exodus 29, verse 6. Exodus 29, verse 6.
Exodus 29, verse 6 reads, "And thou shalt put the mitre upon his head, and put the righteous crown upon the mitre."
The righteous crown upon the mitre. That's your second witness right there. Upon the mitre. Okay, well, then understand it. Now, you just read mitre, right? I want to see you come back to that verse in the book of Job. I want to see, can you knock it out the park real quick? Now, I just took you to Exodus and Leviticus, right? I took you to Exodus and Leviticus. With that understanding, go back. So where you was at? You was at Job, right?
Job 29:14.
Okay, now, you just read all that. With that understanding, You know what goes there.
I put on the righteousness, and it clothed me. My judgment was a robe and a mitre.
And a what?
Mitre.
Mitre. That's what goes there. You can read about mitre. It is the righteous crown. The righteous crown.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah,
God. Teach, brother. Try to teach.
Ain't no diadem in there.
Hallelujah,
boy. That's a polluted word. It's trap words in there.
That's right.
And see, they'll read it and run with that and stumble all day long with that.
Mm-hmm.
Stumble all day long with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah,
boy. Hallelujah, boy. That's what goes there. Mitre. Oh, they got that in. Some people might call it turban or whatever. The names on it.
Turban.
Mm-hmm.
Turban, whatever.
Turban. Something like
that.
Somebody put on their collar. Ain't got nothing to do with
Israel. So not. They're just copying us. That's all.
Everything
started from us anyway.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to see what I bought. And see what I bought. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, now, that's what blows there. Okay, let me get one on that. To the Judith, give me that Isaiah 59. Okay, give me that Isaiah 59, verse 17.
Isaiah chapter 59, verse 17 reads, "For he put on righteousness and a breastplate and an helmet of salvation upon his head."
He said he put on righteousness. He put on righteousness, right? All right, this righteousness. He said, "I put on righteousness as a breastplate." Okay? Let's touch on this righteousness again. Put on righteousness. Go to that Psalms.
Psalms.
119.
142. Psalms chapter 119, verse 142. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy true instruction is the truth.
144.
Psalms 144. The righteousness of thy testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live.
Give me understanding, and I shall live. They say I put on righteousness as a breastplate. Okay, back to that Jeremiah memo you read earlier. Back to that Jeremiah real quick. Before you go there, give me that Deuteronomy 6:25 before you go there. Deuteronomy 6:25 to the Judith.
Chapter 6, verse 25 reads, "And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions before the Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he have commanded us."
Yeah, commander. Jeremiah 23, verse 6. Jeremiah 23, verse 6.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6.
Hold on. Before you go there, Why we in Isaiah? Give me Isaiah 58 verse 1 to Judah. This is how you pose it. This is how you pose it. Conduct yourself. Isaiah 58 verse 1.
Isaiah 58 verse 1. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions and the house of Israel for their sins.
Nation of Israel, their sins. So you got to have some audio on your voice when you read. Got to be loud like that trumpet. Now your voice got to carry like a trumpet.
Yeah, we got to make sure the nationality can hear too, because they listening in too. We want to make sure that they can, we all can be on one accord. They need the lessons. They know what's going on. You know, we in the inside of the building, but we want to make sure that the people on the outside of the building can hear us real loud and clear, and the people that's listening in all over the world can hear us loud and clear. Hallelujah, Agua.
Hallelujah, Agua.
Hallelujah, Agua.
All right. You gotta have somebody in the voice, Sister Judith. Okay. All right, give me that Isaiah. You know, back to the Jeremiah. Give me Jeremiah 23, verse 6.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6 reads, "In his days, Judah shall be saved."
Okay, Judah shall be saved.
"And
okay.
Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called the Yahweh our righteousness."
Yahweh our righteousness. All right. Jeremiah 33. That's Jeremiah 33:16. Jeremiah 33, verse 16.
Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 16 reads, "In those days shall Judah be saved." And
remember, we just read Jeremiah 23, verse 6. So he should better knock this out the par. You read Jeremiah 23, verse 6 before we came here, Jeremiah 33. Read Jeremiah 33, verse 16.
Jeremiah 33, verse 16 reads, "In those days shall Judah be saved."
Those days shall Judah be saved. Y'all die. Sub the kingdom. Go ahead.
"And Judah shall dwell safely."
And what?
"And Judah?" Did I say that right?
Okay, remember we just read Jeremiah 23, verse 6. It's talking about the northern kingdom. Jeremiah 23, verse 6. Then we just got the reading, Jeremiah 23, verse 6. Okay, let's keep going. Verse 6, come on.
"In those days shall Judah be saved, and Judah shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called the Yahweh our righteousness."
So in those days, God, Judah should be saved, right? And then in Israel, northern kingdom, should dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she should be called Yahweh our righteousness.
Yahweh.
Okay. Look what it says here in verse 14, Sister Judith, right here. Same book. Go up to verse 14. Read verse 14.
Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 14. "Behold, the days come, saith the Yahweh, but I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah."
And to the family of Israel of the northern kingdom, right? And to the family of Judah, Yada, the southern kingdom. What do you mean I'm going to pull him that good thing? What do you mean I'm going to pull him that good thing?
You say, what do you mean, what?
Now, we're reading Jeremiah 33, verse 14. Mm-hmm. What is that good thing? He said, I'm going to pull him a good thing.
Hallelujah, what?
What is a good thing?
Hallelujah,
that we can read. What's, I'm going to pull him that good thing.
Good thing.
That good thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, let's go to this, start off with Matthew real quick.
Right.
We'll get warmed up here. Go to Matthew. He said, I'm going to pull him that good thing. All right, we're going to Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 and 17. Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 and 17. Mother dear of Israel, we're going to Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 and 17.
Matthew 19?
Yes, ma'am.
Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 and 17. Verse 16 reads.
There goes this good thing right here. Go ahead.
Yeah, what?
And behold, one came and said unto him,
what did you say?
Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on before you read verse 17. Let's pre-tell who this master is. What good master is this? He said, good master.
Mm-hmm.
Good master.
That's right.
All right, let's find out Matthew. Same book. Same book. Hold what you got. Same book. Put your mark there. Hold what you got. Who this good master here? Say good master. Who this master here? Real quick. You say good master. All right, we're going to Matthew. Matthew 23, verse 8 and verse 9. Matthew 23, verse 8 and verse 9. Sister Judith, Israel, to see Roy.
Matthew chapter 23, verse 8 and 9. Verse 8 reads, but be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Yahweh the Son, and all ye are brethren.
All ye are brethren. Verse 9.
And call no man your father upon the earth. For
now,
one.
Skip down verse 10.
Verse 10 reads, neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Yahweh the Son.
Hallelujah.
That's what a good master is. Hallelujah.
I got a precept on that.
Yeah.
You got it?
You want to
bring
your
precept out?
Oh, you talking about on the master?
Yes, sir.
I ain't know. What's the other one?
I got the book of John, chapter 13, verse 13 reads, you call me master, the book of John. You going to the book of John, chapter 13, verse 13 reads, you call me master in Yahweh, and you say well, for so I am. Verse 14. If then your Yahweh and master have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
Yahweh.
Hallelujah. All
right. Okay. Back to that Matthew 19. I'll use little
verse 16. Verse 17. Matthew's 19:17. And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? Where is none good but one? That is Yahweh the Father. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the Torah instruction.
Keep the Torah instruction. Keep the first five books. If you want to enter into life. Good. All right. Let's get mom on this good here.
Hallelujah.
On this good.
Good.
All right. I'm coming back. All right, what is good? Let's go to Deuteronomy real quick. Sister Judith. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 10. Verse 12 and verse 13. Deuteronomy 10, verse 12 and 13.
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. Verse 12 reads, "And now Israel, what doeth the Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah, require of thee?
Mm-hmm.
But to fear the Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
thy Yahuwah, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah, with all thy mind and with all thy soul."
With all your soul, your strength.
Verse 13. To keep the true instructions of the Yahuwah.
That's right.
And his statutes, which I command thee this mm-hmm. day for thy good.
For thy what?
Good.
Hallelujah. What?
For your good.
First five books is for your good. First five books
good.
Of the Bible is for your good.
For your good.
That's your good right there. See, anybody say, I'm good, I'm good. Oh, yeah, 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 you good, huh? Okay, you keep the first five books, huh? Uh-huh. So you a Romans 7:12, huh? so you good, huh? All right. Psalms 100, what do you say over there in Psalms 100, verse 5, Mother Dear Israel?
Yeah,
boy. What do you say over there in Psalms 100, give me verse 5. You good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 100, verse 5. For Yahweh is good.
So Yahweh is good.
His mercy is everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
And his truth endures to all generations.
Mm-hmm. And what's the truth in John 17:17 that we can read, Mother D.F. Israel? And Sister Judy, give me, after she give me that, John 17:17, give me that John 14, what's that, what I'm looking for, 15?
Let me go peep out there. Let me get back there so you know. Is that John chapter what?
John, Mother D.F. Israel, give me John 17:17. And Sister Judah going to give me John 14:15. So bring it on down, Mother D.F. Israel.
John chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through your truth.
Mm-hmm.
Your word is true.
Your word is true. Mm-hmm. So that's your truth, the word. And what else he
has
to say over there in that John chapter 14, verse 15 that we can read, Sister
Jude? John chapter 14, verse 15 reads, "If you love me, keep my two instructions."
Okay, give me the, what are you trying to find
a word?
Matter of fact, I'm in truth, right? Give me verse 5. I'm sorry. Give me John chapter 14, verse 5.
John chapter 14, verse 5 reads.
5, yes, ma'am.
"Come and say unto him, Yahuwah, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way?"
Continue to read.
Verse 6 reads, "Yahuwah's son said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Mm-hmm.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
So in John chapter 14, verse 6, Yahuwah's son said, "I'm the truth. He's the truth, and the word is the truth." So,
he is the way.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah. All right.
Let's get back to this feast, Tyce. We want to make sure the nationality still know what this day is getting ready to come up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to this feast. We want to make sure they stay on topic with this feast. They all over the place, Tyce.
That's right.
They're all over the place, and we got to make sure they know. We don't want to leave them hanging. We'll get back to this feast.
Okay. All right. Where we left off at? I was at Leviticus 16.
Hallelujah. What?
Leviticus 16.
Yeah, because we got to make sure they understand about some afflicting their souls, Brother Tyce. We got to make sure they know what this day is all about. We got to make sure the national is ready. The children is ready. The men is ready in life. So let's find out what's going on in this feast. Let's get back to it.
All right. Okay, before we go to this Leviticus 16 real quick,
mm-hmm.
all right, we're going to this book, this Barnabas.
Wow.
We're going to Barnabas, a letter of Barnabas.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to the letter of Barnabas.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you afflict yourself.
That's how you really afflict yourself. Come on, Titus. See, Titus. We've been learning about how you're going to afflict yourself. What all this mean? There you go.
This means right here.
Yeah,
this
what
is
it
means,
guys.
Are we going to Barnabas chapter 7? The letter of Barnabas chapter 7, verse 11. Sister Judith. You see this here is temple, okay?
Okay.
All right. We're going to the epistle, meaning letter,
mm-hmm.
of Barnabas, chapter 7, verse 11.
Barnabas chapter 7, verse 11 reads, but why is that they put the wool in the middle of the thorns?
The thorns.
It is a type of Yahweh, the Son, placed in the temple, because whoever wishes to take away the scarlet wool,
the mic.
The scarlet wool must suffer much because the thorns are terrible, and he can gain it only through pain.
He can gain it only through what?
Pain.
Mm-hmm.
Through pain. So you're going to go through some pain.
Thus he says, those who will see me and attain to my kingdom must lay hold of me through pain and suffering.
Through pain and suffering. Must lay hold on me through pain and suffering. Like he suffered us, we also should suffer for him. Through pain, through suffering. I just want to bring that out. That's the letter of Barnabas.
Let me tag something on with this affliction here. Let me tag something in before I turn, before you get back in, Titus. Because you're right on point. And I want to tag something on with that about what we're going to have to experience and things we're going to have to do. We're going to go over to, now, this book is the Forgotten Books of Eve. And we're going to get an encounter about the thing. Now I got to find this page number on here because, okay, we want to go to, verse, we're going to go to 32. And, yeah, we're going to chapter 32 on page 22. And we're going to read a few things. And you can just follow along. There you go. So, I just want to make sure, look at a few things. Now, in the book of Garden Eve, in chapter 32, what page number is that, Brother Titus? Oh, Sister Judy. What page you on, Sister Judy?
22.
Okay, that's page 22 in this book. Now, I'm going to do some reading right here. Now, I'm going to read 32. I'm going to read verse. Let's bear with me. I'm going to read verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, now, this is what we mean when we say afflict your souls. We'll get some ideas of these things, what we should be doing. Chapter 32, verse 1 reads, and Adam and Eve remained in the cave of treasures until the seventh day. They neither ate of the fruit of the earth, nor drank water. Verse 2. And when it dawned on the eighth day, Adam said to Eve, O Eve, it's the things you have to be doing on this day. So keep these things in mind.
Oh, Yahweh.
O Eve, we pray. We prayed Yahweh to give us somewhat from the garden. And he sent his ministering spirit who brought us what we had desired. Verse 3. But now arise, let us go to the sea of water. We saw it first, and let us stand in it, praying. Gotta do some praying that Yahweh will again be favorable to us and take us back to the garden. Or give us something, or that he will give us comfort in some other land than this in which we are. So we want to make sure Yahweh is going to be our comfort when we're going through these things. But we got to do some praying to Yahweh during the midst of it. It says, verse 4, and Adam and Eve came out of the cave and went and stood on the border of the sea in which they had before. Thrown themselves, and Adam said to Eve. Verse 5, come, go down into this place, and come not out of it. And to the end of the 30 days, when I shall come to you and pray to Yahweh with fervent mind, and a sweet voice to forgive us. See, what does Yahweh do to forgive us for us all the sins that we have committed this past year, this atonement? And that's what this thing is about. And we got to be sincere when we come to Yahweh about this thing. If we want Yahweh to hear our voice, we got to do some repentance. You see, our fathers did some repentance when they went to Yahweh. And they were serious about this thing. Continue to read in verse 6. Yes, we are right to forgive us, right? Verse 6. Mm-hmm. And I would go to another place and go down into do like you. Verse 7. Then he, because she followed Adam, went down into the water as Adam had commanded her. You see, she followed the strict orders of Adam. She ain't do nothing. She went as he commanded her. He asked her to do nothing. He said, hey, Eve, go down to the water and take care of this business. And she went and did it as he commanded. There's an order thing going on here, because that's what our Yahweh all about. Order. Verse 7. Then Eve went down into the water, as Adam had commanded her. Adam also went down into the water, and they stood praying, and besought Yahweh to forgive them their offense, and to restore them to their former state. Verse 8. And they stood thus praying until the end of the 5th and 30th day. 35 days they did this. Now we're going over to the, we say in the same book, but we're going to chapter 41. And pay attention to this. Now in 41 it reads, then Adam took the fig and laid it on the golden rod. Eve also took her fig and put it upon the incense. Verse 2. And the weight of the fig was what? Was that of a watermelon. For the fruit of the garden was much larger than the fruit of this land. Verse 3. But Adam and Eve remained standing and fasting the whole of that night until the morning dawn. So you got Adam and Eve, you see them doing some fasting going on here. And they come to Yahweh, and they're doing some praying. And verse 4 says, when the sun rose, they were at their praise. And Adam said to Eve, after they had done praying. Now I'm going over to verse 11. I mean, chapter 11. Now we'll pull it up some. Now it says in verse 1, I'm sliding on over to chapter 11. And this is in verse 1, it says this. Then we're going to the second book of Adam and Eve. And we're going to chapter 11. And this is what it reads. Verse 1. Then Adam and Eve felt themselves burning with a thirst and the heat and sorrow. So you're going to feel some of this thing. That's why I want you to afflict your souls and confess and be sincere to him. And you're going to feel whatever pain you're going through. But listen to what Adam and Eve had to say as they was went through their thirst and that heat and that sorrow they was feeling. Verse 2, and Adam said to Eve, we shall not drink of this water, even if we were to die. O Eve, when this water comes into our inner part, it will increase our punishment and that of our children that shall come after us. Verse 3, both Adam and Eve then withdrew from the water and drank none of it at all, but came and entered the cave of treasure. Verse 4, but when in it, Adam could not see Eve. Now, I'm going to stop right there. I wanted to make sure we point this out as Brother Titus brought forth the story of what Bonham just brought to us about what we have to do to afflict our souls. I wanted to make sure everybody understand that we have to afflict our souls. No water, no drinking, we fasting. We fasting, we praying. We keeping our mind on Yahweh. Don't be trying to dip off in that shower and take your little sip. You take it as our fathers had took. You take that sorrow. You take that heat. You take that thirst, and you take it with a fine grain of salt, and you go to Yahweh in supplication and pray and ask Yahweh forgive you. And you keep on moving. And you keep this thing going until it's over with. And what Yahweh going to say to us? You know what? Let's see what he's going to say to us again, and then we're going to go back over to Hebrews in chapter 8, verse 12. Mother G.F. Israel.
Yahweh.
Hebrews, yes ma'am, chapter 8, verse 12. Getting over the back to Brother Titus Israel, C. Roy.
Hebrews, chapter 8, verse 12.
Yes, ma'am. What did he say?
For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins, will I remember no more.
So he gonna remember our sins?
No more.
So he said, your sins will he remember no more. Verse 22 in 1 John chapter 3, verse 22, Mother D.F. Israel, C. Roy, Travis, y'all not Jew. What he said in 1 John chapter 3, verse 22, when you do this thing the right way?
1 John chapter 3, verse 22.
What he say, Mother D.F. Israel? No sins remember no more. Then what?
And whatsoever we ask.
And whatsoever we ask.
We receive of him.
And we receive it of him.
Because we keep his Torah
instructions. Go ahead and read, Mother D.F.
Israel. And do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
It's pleasing in my sight. It's in my sight, Mother D.F. Israel. Oh, it got to be done in his sight. Not my sight, your sight, nobody's sight. Not going with the first time this bread, see rule.
What's that, 1 John?
1 John chapter 3, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Wow.
All right, let me get another on that how we can supposed to adopt ourselves, Sister Judith. Give me Joel chapter 2, verse 12. Joel chapter 2, verse 12.
Hallelujah, well.
Must be anointed on that. Must got to get anointed.
Got it? Good. That was small on you. Keep that on your mind. But class tomorrow at 7:30. Got it? Good. Back to the young lion.
Hallelujah.
On the next room at 7:30.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah. All right, Sister Judy, give me that 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 7 and 8.
That's right.
1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. This is why we conduct ourselves.
1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Verse 7 reads, "And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of
the
Yahuwah."
The temple of Yahuwah. Go ahead.
"So she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat."
She did not what?
Eat.
She did not eat. Go ahead.
Verse 8. "Then said..."
How you pronounce that word, Brother Mackay? You good with pronouncing words better than me.
I'm listening. 1 Samuel chapter 7. What verse you at?
I'm at verse 8.
Okay. 1 Samuel chapter 7.
No, chapter 1 verse 8.
Oh, chapter one verse eight.
Yeah, that's right.
Chapter 1 verse 8.
Hey, that's
it. Hallelujah.
Verse 8. Elkanah.
Okay,
Elkanah. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her. I said, Hannah,
yes, ma'am.
Hannah. Why weepest thou?
Why weepest you?
And why eatest thou not?
He said, why eat not?
And why is thy mind grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons?
Better thee than 10 sons. So she didn't even... eat nothing. She wept. She didn't eat nothing. She didn't eat nothing. Okay. Give me that 2 Samuel, Sister Judy. Give me that 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 2. Maybe verse where? 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse where? Second Samuel chapter 1, verse where?
2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 12 reads, "And they mourned and wept and fasted until evening for Saul and for Jonathan his son and for the people of the Yahuwah and for the temple
family of Israel
because they were fallen by the sword."
Give me that Ezra chapter 10 verse 6. Give me Ezra chapter 10, verse 6. EZRA, Ezra chapter 10, verse 6. EZRA. Ezra chapter 10, verse 6. EZRA.
Ezra chapter 10, verse 6 reads, "Then Ezra rose up from before the temple of Yahuwah and went into the chamber of Jonathan, the son of..."
How you pronounce that word? You help me out, Brother Mackay, Israel. Eli. Chapter 10, verse 6.
Chapter 10, verse 6. Ezra rose up from the before the temple of Yahuwah.
And when he came
hither,
he did eat no bread.
He eat no bread.
Nor drink water. For he mourned because of the transgressing sins of them that had been carried away.
Carried away. Okay. Have been carried away. All right. Give me that Adam and Eve 34 chapter. Adam and Eve chapter 34. First Adam and Eve. Chapter 34. Yes, sir. You're going to Adam and Eve, chapter 34. Yeah, verse 1 to 3. Yes, sir. Yeah, let me. You can read. You can help. Thank you. Let me show us.
Oh, okay. No, I can use that one. Mother, you got it?
Hallelujah.
I thought you said the book of Eden.
Same book.
I don't know.
Well, it's one with the first and second book of Adam and Eve. It's separate books, too, but you got the God one, the one with Adam and Eve in there. And she got hers like the one with just Adam and Eve, one and two. So,
yes,
yeah. You said, First Adam and Eve, chapter 34. Chapter 34, that's page 23.
Chapter 34?
Yes, sir.
What verse?
Verse 1 through 3.
Going to read verse 1 through 3?
Yeah, that's chapter 34?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, the book of Adam and Eve, chapter 34, verses 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1 read. And on the morning of the 43rd day, they came out of the cave sorrowful and weeping. Their bodies were lean, and they were parched from hunger.